reading to you from the second chapter of Ephesians and with the seventh verse, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 48 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach. Oh, friends, I just want to share something with you. The quartet, my wife and I, we were over to Jefferson County. We held two services. 25 men gave their heart to Christ and took a stand, stood up. See, I can't have them come forward because it's too dangerous and the guards can't keep an eye on them, so I just have them stand at their seat. Oh, I'm so excited. Friends, this praying for us is really paying off. Trust me. We're seeing things that a lot of churches would give anything to see, and they could see it. Oh, if they were doing what they should do, they could see it. If all of us Christians would be out there witnessing and telling people about Christ, we'd see great things happen. I want you to jot these down. The 5th of August, Bill Adelong and I'll be at the Denver Rescue Mission. The 10th of August, Joanne Burns and I'll be at the Fremont Prison. 17th of August, we'll be at the Greedy Christian Church. 31st of August, two services, Jefferson County. 21st of September, Los Animas Prison. 28th, again, the Jefferson County, two services. The October 12th, Olney Springs. October 26th, Jefferson County. November 30th, Jefferson County. And 19th, the 9th of Christmas, we'll be at the Lyman Prison. Please pray for those dates, and we love you for it. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Let's begin reading with the 16th verse. The name of this title of this message is The Regions Beyond. The cup of blessings which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? You see, folks, Paul shares his heart's desire. He gives these Corinthian saints a look inside of his heart. He let them know what motivates him to keep pressing on. Just like I told the inmates the other night, I said, I'm praying that God will give me enough strength to keep on keeping on, because this is the love of my life, the thing that I just love to do. Paul had a great, great motivation as the Spirit of God led him into places that very few people have ever seen. See, the greatest missionary, he wanted to extend his borders. He wants to break new ground for Jesus. Oh, that's what we ought to all be wanting to do. Every pastor should be considering starting a mission somewhere. Instead of building these huge churches where there's 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, which they can't minister to. They have 20 ministers, but they can't possibly go into their homes and minister to them. This is where a lot of people don't understand. You know, everybody wants to see their pastor in their home. I sure did. And I had a pastor that did that. He came to my home and we had iced tea together and we prayed together and we talked together. And the question is, why did Paul want to go to regions beyond? Well, let's consider these questions about Paul's great desire. People was convinced of the lost condition of all people. I should have said Paul was convinced, not people. Romans 3:13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day which declared, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Paul placed no limits on his responsibility for outreach. Friends, listen. Paul was a tent maker, and he was traveling and sharing and starting churches. He'd run out of money. What did he do? He'd get his old needles out and he'd make a tent and he'd sell it and he'd go on. And I used to do the same thing, but I don't consider myself a Paul. But that's the way I preached all these years, was through my roofing business. I got to go to Japan and preach, and Hawaii and the Caribbean and Alaska and Mexico, because that's the way that God provided for me. Now, a lot of people think they got to be paid to preach. Well, I got news for you. If I had to wait to be paid to preach, I wouldn't preach. No, Paul went out and did his job, and I'm so proud to be a member of the great people that God put together around Paul. Paul felt responsible to reach lost souls everywhere. And I read in Romans 1:14, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. Also, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. D.L. Moody witnessed to at least one man a day. And you know what? He was considered an unlearned shoe salesman. How they called Peter and them ignorant and unlearned. But the one thing they couldn't get away from, they knew there was something different about Peter and John. I hope people can see, excuse me, I hope they can see the difference in our lives. I've said this a million times. I remember when I left home that morning, so broken, so out of control with alcohol. My wife said, she's leaving. It's all over. I never dreamed that within 2 or 3 hours I'd be saved and I'd have a new heart and a new life and a new spirit. And I never dreamed that someday, many years later, I'd be sitting on a broadcast in KPOF telling you about Jesus. Oh, what a blessing God has given me and my family. Anybody who's been born again is blessed. You may be poor and you may be without, but you're blessed because you're going to go to heaven when you die. Put it in your book. Let's consider Paul's carrying questions. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they be sent? Friends, that's why I believe in the cooperative program. And I'm not promoting programs, but listen, there's thousands of missionaries on the foreign field because a lot of churches decided they would pool their money. Now, some churches don't believe in that, so they'll support one or two missionaries when they could be supporting thousands of missionaries. They need to get a vision. My dear friends, when I ask you, who would like to share the expenses of going to prison? I'm not without financial help. Without it, we probably couldn't go. But there are many people who really believe that what we're doing is of the Lord. Well, I sure do. When I see 25, 30 men and women stand up and say, yes, I invited Christ in my heart, I know that God is behind it. Boy, I tell you, Paul's desire was to reach the unreached. Friends, what is your driving desire in your life concerning the lost? What did Paul want to tell those in the regions beyond? Well, he longed to tell them of God's love for sinners. You've heard me say this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. And I know that is true, because when I heard that morning 48 years ago, knowing no other theology, only that I was a lost, hell-bound sinner, I fell upon my knees and I said, oh God, be merciful to me, Cecil Moa, sinner. Something took place that morning. He took out that heart of stone and gave me a heart of flesh. and put a love in my heart for people who are lost. Paul had that love from the time he was saved and the time that they lopped his head off in Rome. In Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a revolutionary message. God's love moves one from religion to a relationship with God. Religion doesn't mean anything. It's a relationship that we're talking about. See, God's love extends grace to guilty people deserving hell. Paul longed to give lost people the gospel. You know, he said in 1 Corinthians 15, for I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for us according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, this message was authenticated by the Word of God. Like Paul, we ought to have a motivating passion to tell the good news to sinners. Friends, you know, I've thought about this a lot of times. Many, many years ago, Dr. Milam went to the seminary down in Texas, and he went in there and he said, men, I'm looking for 100 preachers to come to the Northwest. The only guarantee you have is $100 per month for 1 year. Oh, listen, why, how could he do it? Had Tom Baird and his wife not answered that call, there's no question I'd be in hell tonight. Friends, I've told you I spoke to 6 preachers about my alcoholism, but not one of them ever told me about Jesus Christ. When I called Reverend Baird out of bed at 3 a.m. and told him I was going to take my life, that I was a no-good alcoholic, he immediately invited me to come to his house. And there I heard the most wonderful news about Jesus. Boy, listen. Reverend Baird didn't care where I went to church. He was concerned where I would spend eternity. Someday, Brother Tom and I'll meet again on that golden shore, and we'll be able to spend eternity together with Jesus. Tom was the one who got me interested in soul winning and witnessing. Where does that region begin? Well, I'll tell you, friends. The region beyond is from your front door of your church, from the front door of your house. Friends, when I was a director of a rescue mission in Moultrie, Georgia, I attended a big church. And one Sunday, the Sunday school teacher started berating us for not going out and telling others about Jesus. You know what I did? I closed my Bible, got up, and walked out of the church that I had the Sunday school class. Got in my car and drove to 2 alcoholics that I knew, a husband and a wife. In about 1 hour, the 3 of us were down on our knees, and the 2 of them accepted Christ. That night, the teacher told me he didn't appreciate me leaving his class while he was teaching. I said, you just woke me up. So I practiced what you were preaching. I led 2 lost souls to Christ. Oh, we need more of that. Friends, listen. Naturally, I'm more concerned about alcoholism. Well, I can't say I'm more concerned, but I feel easier around alcoholics because I was there. I feel easier around men and women who were in prison because I was there. Well, how far into the mission field have you ventured? I want to ask you, how far are you willing to go? Friends, are you willing to break out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to have God increase your outreach? And are you willing to go to the regions beyond? Older Christians should be soul winners because they know what Christ did in their lives. But lost friend, you need first of all to put your trust in Jesus. That is what Paul's life was all about. That's what Cecil Moe's life's all about, telling others about Jesus. Friends, is he tugging at your heart tonight? Would you come and confess him that you are a sinner and ask him to give you eternal life? Oh, friends, listen. He said, he that cometh unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. Oh, friends, he wants to save you tonight more than you want to be saved. You might be a church member. You sure might be a good old church member, been in good church and Sunday school all your life, but as you're lost a woodpecker in a snowstorm. Why? Because you're trusting the church or your good works. You're not trusting Jesus. You got to put your trust in him. If you have that tugging at your heart tonight, and you'd like to trust Jesus, would you bow your head right now? And oh, friend, don't pray this if you don't mean it. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I'm sorry, Lord, for my sins. I'm opening my heart right now and inviting you in to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, do me a favor. Get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. 303-471-8534. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write to ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church, but I am concerned where you spend eternity. You say, Cecil, I don't understand it. Well, give me a call. I'm not the smartest man, I'll tell you for sure, but I know the King. I met him 48 years ago on my bended knees. You could have him as your Savior tonight, too, if you're willing to repent. I'm waiting for your call. 303-471-8534. God bless you to make that decision tonight. was my beloved quartet, the New Grace Quartet. Friends, listen. I think they're one of the greatest singing groups in the country. You say, oh, Cecil. Well, let me tell you what. You know where I know judging them on their singing ability or their harmonizing. I see them at work in prison. That's where you test them. All those men and women love them to death. And they come up and they shake their hands and they tell them how they blessed them with those beautiful songs. And most of the songs they sing, all the songs they sing, has got salvation in it. Telling them how to be saved. They're not entertainers. They're ministers of music. And I thank God for the 15 or so years we've been together. We've been through a lot, believe me, we have. But they're worth it all, I tell you for sure. I need to give you my mailing address. It's Mo Evangelistic Association. And it's 9621 South Burberry Lane, Highlands Ranch, 80129. Dear friends, if you'd like to help us with our prison ministry expenses, boy, it would really be appreciated. And if you do sit down, write a check of money order, just put on that check of money order, prisons, and we'll know what we're supposed to use it for. I tell you, dear friends, I don't want to be a beggar, and I know I'm not going to be a beggar. I just put it out to my people, and the people will respond, yay or nay. Now, it's as simple as that, but I tell you, if you could see some of the things that we've had the privilege of seeing, you'd say, boy, Cecil, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, friends, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we lift up Jesus tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the wonderful service we were able to be in at the Jefferson County Prison last Sunday. For those 25 men that said yes to Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will bless them, bless their families. And dear Lord, I know that a lot of people think that it's a waste of time to go into prison and introduce those men and women to Christ. But oh God, when those people get out of prison, they've got to have a place to go. They got to be able to live their lives. And with Jesus, they won't be back in prison again. So, Father, I just pray you'll bless our great nation, bless our servicemen and women. Protect them, dear Lord. And I pray for their families who are concerned tonight. I pray for the leaders of our country. And I pray, Lord, that a lot of these other countries will step in with us and say, hey, we want to help out. Father, I just thank you for this wonderful nation that we live in. Thank you for that wonderful flag. I thank you, God, that we had the privilege of living in a great nation like this. Lead, guide, and direct us this day, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Well, friends, listen, I don't want you to forget these dates that I've asked you to pray for. The 5th of this month, of August, Bill Adelong and I'll be at the Denver Rescue Mission. And the 10th of August, Joanne Burns and my wife and I'll be at the Fremont Prison. And the 17th of August, we'll be at the Greeley Christian Church up in Evans. Reverend Mike Williams is the pastor. The service will start at 6 p.m. August the 31st will be two services at the Jefferson County Prison. September the 21st will be at Los Animas, the quartet, and my wife and I. The 28th of September we'll be having two services at Jefferson County. October the 7th we'll be going out of town on Saturday, stay at the motel, and be at Olney Springs. The 26th will be at the Jefferson County two services. November the 30th will be the Jefferson County two services. And December the 19th will be to Lyman Prison and having a wonderful Christmas service with those men and women. We've had that several years in a row, and we're looking forward to. Be sure and pray for these. They mean so much to those men and women, and they mean an awful lot to us because we really love those inmates. And we know that they're human beings, they have souls, they've sinned, they made a mistake. But every one of us have, so pray for those servers. I really, really appreciate it if you would. Well, friends, for the past 29 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe, and I do want to thank you so much for listening tonight. Now, I pray we said something or we played a song or something that made you realize that this wonderful Jesus loves you. He died for you. And friends, he wants to give you eternal, everlasting life. Well, friends, begin. Be sure and pray for all these services. Pray God will supply our financial needs so that we can go and do all these things. And until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors, stay sweet, keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.